This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What in the Sam Hill is going on with Manny Abarca? He is not missing. He has taken to social media to say, in fact, he is fine. He is safe. His son is safe.
He's been tweeting the whole time.
But the Shawnee Police Department says it is still an active, quote, missing persons case. And I think the KBI is involved.
And his wife is taking to Facebook.
What is she saying?
That he's missing.
I just want my son back.
Okay. I'm unclear. Are they married? Are they estranged?
The KCTV 5 story says his wife, comma, and then his wife's name.
Yeah, that's all it says. Abarca's wife, Alexis. Okay, so listen to this story. This is from Channel 5. A missing persons report has been filed for Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca and his 2-year-old son, Luca. The Shawnee Police Department filed the report with the KBI, which shows individual reports for both Abarca and his son. KCTV 5 spoke with Abarca's wife, Alexis, after seeing a post from her on Facebook, claiming that Abarca and their son were missing. She tells us that she last saw, this is important data. She tells us, Channel 5, that she last saw her son 5 days ago on Wednesday, May 28th.
Okay.
And last saw Abarca the following day, Thursday, May 29th. She says they were last together at Abarca's father's house in Shawnee, where they had met to switch vehicles. She then told Channel 5, some sort of incident happened and police were called. After learning of the missing persons reports, Channel 5 reached out to Abarca via email and he responded with a written statement. Quoting here, "It has come to my attention that a missing persons report has been filed erroneously concerning my son and me. Please rest assured we are not missing and we are both safe and healthy." After Channel 5 requested an interview with Abarca, he responded, "Thanks for reaching out. It has obviously been an unexpected evening. Happy to chat as soon as I am safe. For now, if you can coordinate with my legislative aide, Monica, we will make something happen."
Okay, so as of this morning, he is still listed as a missing person on the KBI website. If, in fact, this is some sort of domestic matter, which it seems to be, where the mother of this child is saying they are missing,
right.
He is saying we are not, Why is the Shawnee Police Department and the KBI involved?
Well, and here's the thing.
I mean, I guess if you file a missing persons report, in fairness, they have to investigate. But he's active on social media talking about legislative things. He also appeared
via Zoom on Friday for a county legislative meeting.
He's not missing.
But he was on camera. He was talking. Sean Smith said he seemed fine, spoke on items that they were discussing in the meeting that day.
But let's not conflate missing with in danger. Because while he is okay by all accounts, no one knows where he is. Therefore, no one knows where...
Do you not have the right to leave your house?
Well, keep in mind that his wife, Alexis, and I don't know what their... And I'm not going to speculate on what their current marital status is, says that she last saw Manny Abarca, the Jackson County legislator, on Thursday. She last saw their son on Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, that tells me that they did not spend Wednesday night together, which most married couples
would. Shawnee Police crime mapping data shows that police were called to the home of his father Thursday afternoon in response to what was described as a domestic dispute. This is reporting from the Kansas City Star. Okay. Thursday afternoon, police were called to his father's home in response to what was described as a domestic dispute. I don't even know that this is... Is this a story? I mean, yes, he is an elected official. Mm-hmm. But if this is a spat between he and his wife, and he has left the residence, that to me does not rise to the level of a KBI, he's missing.
Does he have the legal right to be
with the child?
Correct.
Or the legal obligation to return the child? If they are still married, Scott, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. And
it's not kidnapping. It's, you know, as the father of that child, if they are still married and he took that child and they are staying in a hotel for a couple days while things cool down, there's no crime that's been committed there.
Who filed the missing persons report?
She did. And then his statement is in response to that, saying this was an erroneous filing. I'm not missing at all.
Shawnee Police, by the way, did speak with Abarca over the phone, said that Abarca told them that everything was fine and that he and his son were fine, but of course have not been able to get into contact with him to do an in-person check, according to the KCTV 5 story.
Why not?
While there is no immediate indication of danger, the investigation remains open out of an abundance of caution.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, of course, we've had the update since then that he was not present for the meeting today.
He did not attend today's meeting.
Correct.
Either in person or by Zoom.
It's very possible he's meeting with authorities just to say, look, this report should not have been filed. I'm fine. Child is fine.
The when it's safe part in his response to KCTV 5 would be the biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when it's safe? Can you explain?
That I will comment when it is safe.
So he wrote to Channel 5, thanks for reaching out. It has obviously been an unexpected evening. This is referring to last night.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant. Happy to chat as soon as I am safe.
Well, maybe that explains the police involvement, that is a red flag, and then you have to investigate that.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.